So, could you just state your name for the recorder?
Arthur Miller.
And how long have you been a deacon, Art?
10 years.
10 years. And why did you become a deacon?
I resisted God's call for many years. And finally I said yes. And a priest walked up to me and said, you need to be a deacon. So I figured that was a good enough message.
Is this a priest you knew from your parish? Or from?
I had just met him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know.
So he must have saw something in you crying out to...
Evidently. I'm still searching for whatever you may have seen.
But you listened to him.
Well, yeah, I had felt a call to the priesthood 55, 60 years ago. Right. And I said no.
Did you go to any education for priesthood?
Well, I took Latin in high school because it was pre-Vatican II. I really went to church a lot. And there's a priest by the name of Father George Clements, who was one of the first black priests in America.
Oh, really?
And he was a deep influence in the black community, because many in the black community in Chicago were leaving the church.
Right.
Most stayed because of him. In fact, a couple of his altar boys are Archbishop in Atlanta.
We'll research it and plug it in.
And another one, another Archbishop in Chicago, Archbishop Carey. He has just been, he saved thousands of people from leaving the church. And he's the one that kind of influenced me that there was a place for black Catholics in leadership. So that's why I really considered it and stayed in the church, but I wanted a family.
Oh, is that why you resisted? Because of the family?
Yeah.
But then, when you were thinking about the deacon thing, you said you were resisting. So why were you resisting that?
Because I thought it might take more than I was willing to give.
Yeah. And has it?
Well, it takes more than I thought it.
Just 2 minutes.
2 minutes. It took. It's taken more than I thought it would, but not more than I'm able to give.
Good.
God somehow multiplied my work, but not work multiplied my pain or resistance. And the things that I'm blessed to do multiply my faith.
Nice.
It's strange how it works.
See that? We have Dr. Strangeness. Now, what is the most memorable experience you've had in your deaconhood?
Well, probably I was praying over someone, and I didn't know what it was, and about a year later they told me that I said to them that to not worry, their grandchild was going to be okay. And I didn't know that they had come to that mass for their grandchild, and I didn't know who it was. And years later they came to me and said, he felt, this intense heat when I was praying over him. So that probably startled me more than anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an impressive story. Now, what about challenges? What's the most challenging thing then for you?
Without question, social injustice. And all too often, I believe the church is not as responsive to the injustices, not on a global level, not on a national level, but on an individual level. Institutions don't change people, individuals do.
Right.
And the church is not as willing to be in the street where it's difficult, where it's dirty.
Right.
When I say the church, I mean all too often we drive to church and then drive home. We drive past people's problems. We can't be, you know, people worry about drive-by shootings. Well, we can't be drive-by Christians and stop everywhere. We have to not necessarily quote scripture, chapter and verse, but we have to live scripture every day, person by person, minute by minute. And not only on Sunday, but all the other days of the week. So the challenge is, for me, is knowing all that the church has and can do, that sometimes, too often, it's not in the street, walking and talking and beating, knocking on doors. Does a marvelous job at what it does. It ministers to the people who come into their buildings. But if the doors are open wide for everyone, the doors open wide for us to go out. Not everybody should come in, but if it's doors wide open, I think that's saying stop being in the church in that building and go out and make the church out there.
Well, thank you so much for your
time,
Art.